Two bonny lads were Sonny and Jocky. Sonny was rude, but Jocky unlucky. Sonny was tall, well-favored and witty, but eyes in my heart thought Jocky more pretty. For when he sued me, wooed me, and viewed me, never was a man so like to undo me. Fie, I cried, and almost died, lest Jocky should gang and come no more to me. Jocky would love, but he would not marry, and I had a dread that I should miscarry. His cunning tongue with wit was so gilded that I was afraid my heart would have yielded. For daily he pressed me, kissed me, and blessed me. Low was the hour, methought, when he missed me. Trying, denying, and sighing, I wooed him, and muckle ado I had to get from him. But cruel fate robbed me of my jewel, for Sonny would make him fight in a duel. And down in our dale, with cypress surrounded, oh, there to his death poor Jocky was wounded. But when he thrilled him, felled him, and killed him, who could express my grief that beheld him? Raging, I tore my hair for to bind him, and vowed and swore ne'er to stay behind him. I sighed and sobbed until I was weary, to think my Jocky should so miscarry. And never was any in such a sad taking as I, hapless Jenny, whose heart is still aching. To think how I crossed him, tossed him, and lost him. Too late it was to coin words to accost him. Alone then I sat, lamenting and crying, still wishing each minute that I were dying. Ah, Jocky, since thou behind thee hast left me, and death of all joys and all comforts bereft me, my destiny I will lament very mickle, and down my pale cheeks salt tears they shall trickle. To ease me of trouble, each bubble shall double, to think of my Jocky so loyal and noble. I'll grieve to think that those eyes are benighted, wherein mournful Jenny so much once delighted. That blow, oh, Sonny, was base and unlucky, that robbed poor Jenny of her dearest Jocky. A bonny boon youth, 'twas known he was ever, to please his poor Jenny was still his endeavor. But 'twas fortune uncertain, our parting, procured and caused this heartbreaking smarting. But whilst I do like, 'tis resolved by Jenny, for Jocky's dear sake, ne'er to ligue with any. Thus Jenny for Jocky lay sighing and weeping, oft wringing her hands while others were sleeping. But Sonny to see her thus strangely distressed, for the loss of her love his heart was oppressed. Thou this deluder viewed her and sued her, 'twas all but in vain, for she called him intruder. And said, if you die for me, I will mock ye, for you were the cause of the death of my Jocky. That bonny brave Scot hath left none behind him, that like to himself was deserving of minding his father's delight and the joy of his mother, and Scotland before never When I think on his beauty, let duty confute ye, death never before had such a great booty. For all that do know him do sigh and bewail him, but oceans of tears now can little avail him. A jockey there's none that are left to inherit the tithe of thy virtues, thou wonderful merit. But whilst I do live, thou shalt ne'er be forgotten. I'll sing out thy praise when thy carcass is rotten. For thou wert the fairest, rarest, and dearest, and now thou art dead, like a saint thou appearest. I'll have on thy tombstone these verses inserted: here lies hapless jockey who was so true-hearted. And when this thy motto shall fairly be written, there's none shall read but with grief shall be smitten, and say 'twas pity that one so true-hearted should by cruel death from his journey be parted. And thus I will, weeping, creeping, and peeping, look into thy grave where thou dost lie sleeping. 'Tis sighing myself I have brought to my end, so show that poor Jenny was Jockey's true friend.'